We were standing, that afternoon, on the path by St. Catherine's Lighthouse, gazing out across the sea. Neither of us had spoken for some time. It was a clear, windless day, early in the spring, and I was wondering whether a faint skein of cloud along the horizon was actually the coast of France, when my aunt said, more to herself than to me,
"Emily always liked this spot."
Aunt Vida, when preoccupied, would speak of Emily rather than your mother. She always talked more freely when we were out of doors. Though we were only about a mile and a half from the cottage, the path was rough and very steep in places, and I could not imagine Mama negotiating it. "Was she stronger? Her heart, I mean, when she was a girl?" I asked. My aunt nodded, still in her reverie.
"Could walk all day, then. No sign of anything wrong."
"So when did she—"
"At Nettleford. After—"
Her expression changed abruptly, as if a blind had fallen across her features. "After what, aunt?"
"Don't know. Wool gathering. No good asking me. Never saw the place."
My aunt had scarcely known my father. She had moved to the Isle of Wight when my mother was quite small, and though Mama had spent a good deal of her time there, my father had never visited the cottage. Aunt Vida had met him on a few occasions in London, but she in turn had never been to Nettleford.
"Why did you never visit her at Nettleford?"
She had always evaded the question, but now that I was as tall as my aunt, I felt entitled to an answer.
"Told you before. Geoffrey was too ill. Didn't want to be a nuisance. Before that, he was too busy. Asked them here several times, but he could never get away. Always worried about his patients. Would have lived longer if he'd chosen another..."